Peya Perik Vav Mishnah Zayin. Kama Shiesh Bo Sosayim. Standing grain that has the amount of Sosayim. Ushchacha, and he forgets. Eina Shechacha. This is not Shechacha. Just the Rav brings down, this is just like the halacha of an Omer, a bundle that was left. If the bundle had a Sosayim, so there's no Shechacha on that. So too, they learned that one from each other. That standing grain, as we know, there's also a din of Shechacha. And if the same amount of Sosayim of the standing grain exists, that's not called Shechacha, and he keeps it, and does not give it over to the Ani. Mishnah continues, Ein bo sosayim avo hi ru'u yilasa sosayim, but if it does not have, the standing grain does not have a sosayim, but it is fitting to have a sosayim, so we're going to see the way the Rav learns this, I'll just continue now, afilu hi shel toifach, even if it's a very inferior type of kidneyus, like a withered bean, ro'no so ki ilu hi anava shel sa'arim. We look at it right now as if it's anava, which is like a anava written with a bays, even though it's spelled with a vav, it's read with a bays or translated with a bays, like a little kernel of sa'irim. It's full. It's not all withered out. So the Rav learns that this part of the Mishnah is all talking about, the Rav learns that this whole sefer of the Mishnah is talking about barley, and it means the following, that even if barley does not have a sosayim because it's so withered and it appears like toifach, afilu hishal toifach means it appears like toifach, we look at it as if it's full. And though even though it's now, wouldn't have a sosayim, so since if it would be full, it would have a sosayim, you're not chayv in shecha. That's the way the Rav learns this whole sefer.